Welcome to Asthma Community Network Conversations for Advancing Action, a podcast series from asthmacommunitynetwork.org, an online network designed for people committed to improving asthma outcomes in their community. This podcast series is designed to share best practices for reducing the impact of asthma through delivery of comprehensive, community-based care, especially in underserved communities. In these podcasts, you'll learn about strategies for managing effective program delivery systems, addressing environmental triggers, and leveraging community assets through partnerships. Today's topic is program evaluation.
Success builds success, and if people understand that you are building something successful, you're doing good things, and you can articulate specifically where your successes are and how you can achieve ways to build on those challenges, everybody wants to bet on a winner, and that's the way to show it to them.
That's Maureen Wills of the Air Pollution and Respiratory Health Branch in the CDC's National Center for Environmental Health. CDC offers guidance and tools for programs to conduct robust program evaluations. Evaluation is a systematic way to improve and account for public health actions and outcomes. The Coordinated Federal Action Plan to Reduce Racial and Ethnic Disparities identifies the importance of setting up a robust evaluation framework to help identify the factors that most contribute to improved health outcomes. Evaluation can also allow you to track the cost-effectiveness of each program element. Karen Meyerson is the manager of the Asthma Network of West Michigan. Her program started in the mid-90s and used evaluation right from the start and immediately saw the benefits.
We were just launching this program, and really it was pretty cutting edge. There was really nothing else like it at the time. And we built evaluation into it from day one. So we were able to establish after a year some reductions. And we presented that at national conferences. We have used that for grant dollars. We've taken that then to managed care partners. And we've had agreements with five health plans who reimburse us for our services. We're believed to be the first grassroots asthma coalition in the nation to get third-party payer reimbursement for these services. So it has helped us quite a bit throughout the years. We continue to measure our outcomes, patient satisfaction, quality of life, asthma control through our asthma control test, hospital days, length of stay, emergency department visits, school days missed. We try to gather as much data as we can.
So what is an evaluation process? The CDC uses a six-step cycle as its framework for program evaluation. The first step is to engage the stakeholders, which Maureen Wills of the CDC thinks is the key element in making evaluations exceptional.
I spent probably the first 10 years of my career doing evaluation to people, and CDC framework frees us from that. We do it with people. This is a way to engage everybody involved with this.
A key strategy to reducing racial and ethnic disparities in asthma is to promote coordination among different services and stakeholders in a community, such as health, housing, tobacco control, obesity prevention, healthy homes, and weatherization programs. While preparing to engage with stakeholders, Sarah Gill, a contractor with the National Asthma Control Program at CDC, says it's best to be inclusive.
They need to think broadly about who to listen to. First, get a lot of people around the table. Get the people who are involved in the program, the people who benefit from the program, the people who make decisions about the program. Get all those folks around the table. It's not always easy to have that mix of folks around the table, but at the end of the day, you end up in a much better place. And then listen to them, what their questions are, what makes them crazy when they go home at the end of the day, when they can't figure out why something isn't working, or what do they get really excited about that is working, that you can build on, or that you can celebrate. Look systematically at those celebrations, at those successes, at the problems you encounter, and then use that information. The point of evaluation is not to create a really good doorstop in the form of an evaluation report. The point of evaluation is to help you improve your program.
Here are the steps in CDC's six-step evaluation cycle. Step 1, engage the stakeholders. Step 2, describe the program. By reaching agreement on definitions and terms, lay out your program's objectives, its ability to adapt, and its role in the bigger picture. Use a logic model to depict the intended relationships of your program's activities and desired effects. Step 3. focus the evaluation design. By developing the right questions and establishing priorities, you can determine what results can be expected, given your program's scope and stage of development. Step 4. Gather credible evidence. By deploying a variety of data collection methods, including document review, interviews, and analysis, pull together the facts you need to help measure your program's processes and results. Step 5. Justify conclusions. Take the facts you've gathered, analyze their importance and relevance to each of your stakeholder audiences, and strive for a consensus on how to move forward. Step 6. Ensure you're using the findings and sharing lessons learned. Determine how to leverage your successes, target areas for improvement, strategize for changing your activities or priorities, share the knowledge with staff, garner political support, and begin to plan for the next round of evaluation. Effective evaluation creates a positive framework for improving a program without finding fault or placing blame for past results. In fact, Maureen Wills points out that evaluation is really a roadmap for success.
I've been working in public health human services now for 20-some-odd years, and I've never met anyone that didn't want to do a better job, and I've never met people who are more sincere about wanting to help people and wanting to change things for the better. But most of them, they get an idea and they run with it, and the problem is that sometimes when you run, you don't realize you might be running in the wrong direction. These are tools that people can use to check in along the way, and by using the systematic process that we are preaching, people do those check-ins and make sure they're going in the right direction and change course when they need to and end up winning in the long run.
While there are clear, tangible benefits to using evaluation, like increasing effectiveness and efficiency, and perhaps as a tool for generating increased funding, the human factor shouldn't be overlooked. Sarah Gill.
People generally do this work because they want to make a difference. If I'm not making a difference, I'm going to go snowboarding tomorrow. And so I want to know that I'm making a difference, or else I want to know if I'm not, what I can do better. And so evaluation is just the tool to help all of us do that.
For additional resources on evaluating asthma management programs and to hear other podcasts in this series, visit the website asthmacommunitynetwork.org/podcasts. And for more information on asthma management, go to asthmacommunitynetwork.org, an online network for people committed to improving asthma outcomes in their community.